Look into my eyes. I've been breathing air, but there's no sign of life. Doctor, the problem's in my chest. My heart feels cold as ice, but it's anybody's guess. Doctor, can you help me? 'Cause I don't feel right. Before I change my mind, Doctor, can you help me? 'Cause I don't feel right. Better make it fast before I change my mind. Well, it's cold, 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 cold inside. Colder in the day than the dead of night. Cold, 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 cold inside. Doctor, can you help me? 'Cause something don't feel right. Something don't.
That was Cold, Cold, Cold by Cage the Elephant. We're doing songs that are weather-related here today on The Eli Show. You were going to say something.
No, John. No, I got nothing.
All right, I'm here with John, and he's got nothing. John, is there anything that you did in high school that you aren't doing here that you wish you could? Like, activity-wise, club-wise, is like...
I used to do a lot of tech in high school, so, like, I managed, basically what was, like, the tech crew slash stage crew for, like, drama productions in high school, which I don't really do any of that here. I mean, there's, like, clubs like AB Tech and then other clubs, I think, like CMU TV, which do very similar things, but I've not tried to go for them, so.
Hmm. Well, the one thing you are doing here... that you definitely did in high school was drink coffee.
Oh, of course.
Wait, did you drink coffee throughout high school?
Pretty much.
When did you start? Like, what, ninth? Like, I don't know, ninth grade?
Yeah, I think so. I think, really? Like, ninth grade, yeah.
Any time before that?
I don't think so, no.
So, literally right at high school, you, like, started drinking coffee?
Yeah, so there's, like, the story was, like, I remember this perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there was this coffee shop near my high school, and I would just, like, me and my friends would walk to it. Now, like, back then, like, almost daily. And so I was like, this is, like, the first time I'm going to, like, a coffee shop to get, like, coffee. Or, because I've been to Starbucks and stuff, but I would go and get, like, I don't know, the Frappuccino or whatever. And I'm like, this isn't really coffee. This is just, like.
Wow, I'm a little hurt right now. It's my go-to beverage.
So I went to the coffee shop, and then I was like, you know what, serve me this or whatever, and they give it
Did
to
you
me.
say that?
No, I said, give me a latte.
I feel like you would. I feel like you'd go to a place and be like, just surprise me.
No,
You've done
I've
that.
done that. Yeah, I've done that.
Oh my goodness. All right. You actually, I want to give you, before we keep going, I want to give you credit because you encouraged me to befriend the people at La Prima.
Oh,
And
really?
they know my name now.
That was me?
You encouraged me to
I
do that because
encouraged you?
you told me that you were going. You'd come back and you'd be like, I had a conversation with this guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So sadly, that guy doesn't work at La Prima anymore.
Okay.
So I don't even know how we became like quote unquote friends. Like I don't know what the relationship was, to be honest. It was very, very customer barista or whatever. And so like we just started talking one day, and then like I think he would see me every morning because I had an 8 a.m. class, and La Prima would
Oh
open at like
man,
7 a.m.
you got an 8 a.m. class.
That this
Wow,
was first semester of first year.
what was it? Now I'm curious.
I think that was like Calc 1 recitation.
Oof. Okay. Well, it's one day. It's not like every day.
It was like
Oh,
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
2 days.
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
bad. Okay.
I would be like the first person at La Prima in the morning or something,
Yeah.
because he just started knowing my order, and I was just like, oh, okay.
He made it the night before.
And then eventually he would ask for me for my name, which is like John, but then John isn't spelled like John or like my John,
Right.
right? It's like JEAN. And then eventually I just corrected him, and then I like kind of stuck with him. And then we just started talking, and then he would tell me about like, I guess his life.
That's cool. Did you share about yours?
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, how are you? He's like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know, bro. I'm just like suffering here.
Oh my goodness. Okay, wait. Take me back to this, the coffee shop in Puerto Rico.
Okay, so like I guess going back to that coffee shop, it would basically be like the first day I went, I was just like, oh, I want a latte. And I was like, damn, this is pretty good. Like,
Okay.
yeah, right? Like I always like I would get coffee from my mom or something. I'm like, yeah, this ain't good.
That's what that's the same with me. I mean, sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but like I got coffee from her, not a fan.
Right? I would taste it. I'm just like, I can't do this. But then I go to the coffee shop, I ordered this latte, and I'm like, this is really good. And then we started coming back. I kept ordering the same thing. And then eventually I was just like, I'm gonna change it up. And then I kept changing orders and stuff. And eventually they started knowing my name. They knew my order and stuff. And I was like the barista knew me there as well. So
It's like here. So you touched on this a little bit, but your passion for film, you said your passion for photography came from your passion for film.
yes.
So where did the passion from film come from?
So I think this was like during, I guess, quarantine. There was like not much to do, and I needed to like fill in, I guess, fill in the
Right.
time. And people played games, I played games, there people did other stuff. I don't know. You basically try to do anything you can as much inside. And I was just like, well, I'm gonna watch some movies and stuff. And I kept watching, and then I got into like this rabbit hole of just like, I guess, more foreign films, or like more, I guess, older films as well. And I'm just like, okay, the history of film is very interesting, and it kind of like reflects on certain events that happened throughout history. And then I would talk about this with like that one specific teacher I might have mentioned earlier, and we kind of just like hit it off talking about like what like this movie means, what this movie reflects or whatever. And it kind of stuck with me. And like maybe I don't watch as much movies as I did back then, just because like you need to find the time for them. And I was doing it almost like daily. I would go to school like online through Zoom, and then after that I would take a nap.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, three movies throughout the night.
I'm watching the movies while on Zoom.
Well, I could do that. Yeah, I would play games while on Zoom.
Okay.
Something to tick the brain or whatever.
Right.
And that's pretty much it. Like, I just kind of like watching movies, and I don't know.
Yeah, is anyone else in your family passionate about film?
No,
Just you.
just me. Actually, maybe I'm br my brother. But it's like we have very different tastes, and I wouldn't say my taste came from his. I don't know.
Yeah, what were you doing? What were you in like passionate about before film? Because it's like we got photography. We're going backwards. Photography, film. What's going on before?
Let's see. I don't know. I just played a lot of video games. That was mostly it.
Video games is a passion.
Yeah. It was. it would just be mostly video games, like, you know, coming back from school and then playing with friends. And then, you know, you get your mom scolding at you for not studying or whatever.
Is it difficult having these like passions that not really anyone around you is can really relate to?
Sometimes. Even back in high school, they were not very similar to some of my friends, but I kind of just found like communities online, and I kind of read what they had to say and stuff, and I felt pretty satisfied with that for now.
Did that come from like the gaming, or was it just like you were like seeking out more people to kind of bond with over?
I think I would say I'm just chronically online. Okay. So yeah, I seeked out for people to look and bond over these things.
How much older is your brother than you?
11 years.
Wow. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like an only child with such a big difference?
Actually, yeah.
Really?
Well, like,
you smiled.
Well, it's more like I think this is like the first time someone has said something like that.
Okay.
Right? Because the first time he went off to college, I was like in first grade or kindergarten. So then like it's like those 4 years of him studying, and then I'm basically just home, like technically alone with like my parents. And then after that, after he studied, I'm already like going to middle school or whatever. And then he's going to find a job. So he's going to live like out in the States while I stay in Puerto Rico.
Hmm. Do you think that like helps you, like, do you think that gets you to be closer with your parents when you're, you know, you have such an age gap?
I actually don't know. I don't know the answer to that one.
Hmm.
Just because, like maybe it could be, but it could also be just the effect of just me being the younger child. I don't know.
Do you think that you being the younger child is reflected in your personality?
I hear a lot about like younger childs or younger children being spoiled. Maybe I am like more spoiled than my brother, but I hear about like more like horror stories.
Horror stories.
Yeah.
What's the horror story?
I don't know. Like you see a younger child walking around and they're like maybe 20 already, like my age.
Okay.
And then they just act.
You're 20 already.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. That's like something. But okay, go on.
Right. All right. So and then they're like 20, and then they kind of act kind of entitled, like they deserve something they want. I don't know. This is just like maybe me looking at media or stuff. I don't know.
You don't find yourself like, well, I wasn't gonna say entitled, but you don't think that there's anything about being a younger child that like is reflected in your personality.
Yeah, I feel, I'm not sure if like, I guess this would depend on how people see me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a lot of people could see like, you know, a lot of people try to guess that they're the only child or the younger child or they're the older child by the way they act. And I'm not really sure how people see me in that regard. Maybe sometimes they guess only child. Not sure.
Well, I want to talk about, you know, Puerto Rico and everything and that's going on, but I feel like we just need some more music.
Of course,
we always could use some more music. So this is actually we'll play two songs. So I'll just play them and then we'll be back. We're gonna be back with a game. We got a game. You like games, right?
Of course, I like games.
Yeah, it's not a video game, but it is a game. So we'll be back with a game. Stay tuned to the Eli Show.
flower boy that popped up on the scene. Feeling better, better than ever, cause your umbrella, umbrella. Sun is beaming on me like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Camry, cause you're drama candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
That was Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Before that, you heard After the Storm from Cali Uchis. So, as promised, we've got a game.
Yes.
But first, support comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, we are here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, it's for you, John, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, it's time for this game.
What is this?
All right, you're from Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
Why did I say right? I know that.
This
game is called Puerto Rico or Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a category, and you got to tell me. You got to choose.
Okay.
Puerto Rico or Pittsburgh. I might ask you why. It might be obvious. This is very stressful. I've never been to Puerto Rico. I've been to Pittsburgh.
You've been to Cuba, right?
I have been to Cuba.
Yeah, it's kind of similar.
Okay. I mean, if you say so. But all right, let's go first category. So actually, since we're doing songs about weather, first category is weather.
Let's see.
I'm gonna write these answers now. I'm gonna keep track.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Puerto Rico.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not expect you to say that.
Okay, yeah, I didn't expect myself to say that either.
You want to change your answer?
I'll keep it for now. Let's see. Pittsburgh weather has more variety.
Sure.
Right? There's winter and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of the winter right now. I hate it so much.
Is it? Did you have to get, like, go shopping for coats and stuff?
When I first moved here, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. That's funny. Okay. The next category, airport. What's the confused man?
I'm so confused because I both don't like them. Actually, Pittsburgh. Maybe Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Ooh, yeah. Pittsburgh takes that one. I promise this isn't planned. This isn't one of those things that we planned that we'll get to the end and it'll be like one. Everything will be like back and forth. Like, you know what I mean? Do you want to elaborate on the airport?
Well, Pittsburgh's airport is bigger and it's more spacious and it has like more restaurants, I guess. Yeah.
All right. Okay, I got this. Public transportation.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah, this is a clear win.
Okay. All right, I got this one. Food.
Puerto Rico.
Ooh. What's the confidence there? Why Puerto Rico?
I mean, have you seen Pittsburgh?
Okay.
It's just all fried stuff. Like, we make fried stuff as well, but I've seen like 5 fried chicken shops in Pittsburgh. Like, why do I need this much fried chicken?
Fried chicken is good. Don't hate on fried chicken.
It's good, but like, I don't need this much of it.
Okay, fried chicken was a category. Which way would it go?
If it were a category?
Yeah. You're thinking about it.
I don't know. We don't really make fried chicken as a delicacy or whatever, okay, like as sure. a dish.
Sure.
Like, we'll cook it from time to time, but.
Oh, man. Okay, that was so funny. Okay. All right. So far, it's neck and neck. Wow. Like,
No, wait. I have something else to say about food here.
Okay.
Right. There was one Puerto Rican food shop here,
mm-hmm.
and then they closed down.
Where? What was it?
I think like near downtown.
Okay.
Right.
Did you go?
Yeah. I would Uber Eats it,
mm.
and then I tried a couple times. Like, damn, this is pretty good. Like, this is like back home, right? And then they closed down, and I'm like, I'm back to fried chicken.
Come on, man. All right. I'm going to be having fried chicken tonight. All right. Coffee. This is an important one.
Actually, this is a hard one.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to give me, an easier one while you think about that one?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Beaches.
Wait, that's like a clear answer. Puerto Rico.
Oh, this is because, okay. Puerto Rico, I mean, hey.
Well, you're going to swim.
I was surprised by that one.
You're going to swim in the rivers here?
You could. I feel like people would do that on like those excursions they go on during orientation.
Oh yeah.
You went on one.
Oh, I went. Yeah, I went on like a tour of downtown. I think. Mm. Yeah.
How was it? Didn't you say it was like hot? It was too hot.
Yeah, it was really hot that day. And it started raining, so then it got humid.
Mm. Doesn't help that you had jeans though. This man wears jeans in like.
Yeah, I wear jeans every weather season. Like, I'm not changing that.
That is how your name is spelled. You know, Jean.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Coffee.
Oh, we're back to coffee.
Hey, staring at me. It's the radio. We got to talk.
Oh, right. So,
do you want to play another song while you think about it?
No, okay. Actually, but can we do a tie on this one?
Tie?
Yeah. Can
that's
we?
So lame. Okay, fine.
I have reasons for my tie.
Why is the tie?
Well, like, okay. Puerto Rican coffee is, like, really good. But then, like, in Pittsburgh, I get to have, like, different types of coffee, while in Puerto Rico, I get to only have Puerto Rican coffee.
What do you mean different types of coffee?
Because Pittsburgh doesn't really, like, make their coffee. They just, like, roast it here, but they ship it from different countries.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, interesting.
But, like, in Puerto Rico, you only get it from Puerto Rico.
Okay. That's interesting. That is actually, I'll give that a tie. That's a fair reason for time. Okay. So far, Puerto Rico, I'm trying to count. I can't count three. Okay, Puerto Rico has three. Pittsburgh has two. It's really close. Summer. Oh, wait. I wanted that to be, like, the last category, but I didn't write it in order that I wanted it, so I kind of messed up. Okay, let's come back to that one. This is grand finale. Pictures you've taken.
Oh, I see. In my preference, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, okay. We're back tied. It's almost like this was planned. I didn't want this to happen, man.
Like, well, it's like, I guess, like, Pittsburgh, I like seeing buildings a lot. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of buildings, and then Pittsburgh has, like, more different architectures.
Sure.
Right? While Puerto Rico is, like, once you get out of the city, it's just, like, mostly mountains and a lot of natural landscape.
All right, so the tiebreaker. And the reason I'm gonna ask you a follow-up question is, but the summer, that could be vibes, it could be weather, it could be things to do. I don't know.
You know what? I'll give it to Puerto Rico for summer.
Ooh, Puerto Rico. Wait, that surprised me. We're gonna talk about this in a sec, but you wanna elaborate?
Okay, so, like, I stayed in Pittsburgh for the summer, right? I think you
that was the question. I'm gonna go back to my thing because I wanna ask you, like, you didn't go back home to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I stayed in Pittsburgh in the summer. Well, I think I had, like, a lot of fun staying here, but I feel like, I guess depending on, like, the vibes itself, like, Pittsburgh is very hot and very humid, but that's, like, not much other to it. Like, when it comes to weather, right? Mm-hmm. And then in Puerto Rico, it's hot and humid, but you also have the breeze. Like, there's, like, a different feel to it. Like, you don't, like, when I go out in a t-shirt in Pittsburgh, I'm sweating my, like, I'm sweating, like, way too much. And there's nothing compensating for it.
Mm.
But, like, when I go back home outside, I'm, like, I might sweat a bit, but there's, like, a lot of wind, a lot of summer, or a lot of beach breeze, right? So
that's
then,
interesting.
So then it still feels nicer. But I would say that, for me, there's more to do in Pittsburgh.
Well, why did you stay in Pittsburgh for the summer?
I had some classes to do, and I TA'd a class, and then...
Oh, yeah, how was that?
That was really fun. I really like TA'ing, but don't know if I would do it, on, like, in a semester, because, like, that just means, like, more time commitment for stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, what point do you make that decision to stay for the summer?
I just knew, like, well, like, first I needed to get some classes, like, done, or, like, I guess early. Get ahead, basically.
You wanted to get ahead. This wasn't you needed to. You just, like...
Yeah, it was more like I wanted to get ahead. And then, I guess, like, if I stayed in Puerto Rico for the summer, I wouldn't have been doing much. Like, honestly.
That's interesting. So you wanted to feel like you were doing something?
Yeah. Like, I wanted to be, like, at least feel somewhat productive.
Did you go to New York during the summer? Or did you stay in Pittsburgh? Were you in Pittsburgh the whole time?
No, I did not visit New York in the summer, I think. Yeah, I did not.
No, you stayed in Pittsburgh the whole time?
Yeah, and I visited in August. That's, like, right when summer ended, like,
that's
visited.
That's funny you said that's when summer ends, because I would say summer goes to, like, September. I'm still having summer vibes. I mean, yeah, but that's me.
To me, summer ends in August.
Okay.
Right? And then, I guess that was because, like, my high school would start in August or whatever, and... right when summer ended and I finished, like, my classes, then I went to New York for, like, a week. But I actually went to Puerto Rico for a week as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, well, Puerto Rico takes the win, and this is kind of funny. I'm going to play a song from Puerto Rican Lin-Manuel Miranda from In the Heights to celebrate Puerto Rico's big win on the Elias Show. This is When the Sun Goes Down from In the Heights.
When the sun goes down, you're gonna need a flashlight. You're gonna need a candle.
I think I can handle that.
When you leave town, I'm gonna buy you a calling card.
'Cause I am falling hard for you. I go back on Labor Day.
And I will try to make my way out.
west to California. So we've got the summer,
and we've got each other, perhaps even longer.
When you're on your own, and suddenly without me, will you forget about me?
I couldn't if I tried.
When I'm all alone, and I close my eyes,
that's when I'll see your face again.
When the sun goes down,
when the sun goes down,
when the sun goes down.
Is that it? Oh, okay, that's it. That's When the Sun Goes Down from In the Heights. And John, I forgot to ask before the game. This was, what's the biggest difference between Puerto Rico and Pittsburgh?
How people talk. Well, like, okay, number one, language, right?
Okay.
We're not speaking English back home, so.
Okay.
But the way people talk here is very, you know, people are not trying to insult each other, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
But, like, people are not trying to insult each other back home. We just have, like, very strong way of saying things.
Right.
Right? Like, it's like that thing where you, like, change language, your personality kind of changes with it. Hmm. It's basically that same thing.
That's interesting. I've never really thought of it like that. But I only do speak English. But I wanted to ask you, like, I feel like some people are extremely outspoken about, like, their heritage or where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with me that you're not the kind of guy who, like, walks around and makes it clear that he's, like, from Puerto Rico every single day?
Yeah, not
wearing the
really.
Flag on your shirt.
Not really. I mean, I am proud of it. I just, like, you know, growing up, I guess, like, online, you meet, like, different people that from different places and different cultures. And I guess, like, I never really grew up with, like, this strong sensation of, like, yeah. Like, if I go back home, I'm like, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican, yeah, mm-hmm. right? But then I go back here and I'm like, well, yeah, like, it feels stronger here to be Puerto Rican just because there's less of me, right?
What do you mean by that?
Like, let's see, like, I don't really see Puerto Ricans, like, that much walking around SCMU or at, like, Pittsburgh in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, like, I guess, like, my feeling of being Puerto Rican is stronger just because of that, because I'm like, oh, I guess I got to represent in some way. But back home, I really don't have to do that. I'm just like, well, I'm back home. Like, everyone else is Puerto Rican, I'm Puerto Rican, we're just, like, one of the same.
So it's not really, like, a conscious thing you think about.
Yeah. Mm. I guess it's just, like, there, but I am quite proud of it, so.
Yeah. I want to ask you this. I'm actually curious, what's it like after, like, a hurricane?
Oh.
Tell me about that.
So I don't know. I don't think I have, like, the best, like, experience with hurricanes, as in, like, I don't think I'm the best person to talk about it, just because, like, We go to CMU, right? We're, like, all privileged in some mm-hmm. way. And, of course, like, we've been granted a lot of opportunities and stuff. And so what the hurricane affected me, of course, is not the same for everyone else back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had, like, I had it better off than like most people. Like most, a lot of people got their houses blown away and stuff during hurricane season and stuff. But I've never really had that experience, so I don't know what it's like.
Any friends who had that experience?
Unfortunately, no. Fortunately, yeah, of course, they didn't have any houses blown up, but we all went to, like, a privileged high school, so.
So you were, like, kind of surrounded with people who were more similar to, like, the experiences you had in with regards to, like, hurricanes and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we did have, like, I guess, like, a family friend or just, like, a friend of my mom's that stayed over because her house got blown away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had her stay over the house for, like, a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Do you think it's, like, more difficult, like, sympathizing with people who've been, like, affected pretty worse?
I'm not sure if it's, like, difficult to sympathize. It's more like, I'm just going to put it to a way where, like, I'm not really going to have that same understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Because I've always had, like, a roof over my head.
Right.
So, yeah. While when I do see it, I am saddened, but I don't get, like, the emotions they will get, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just wanted to remind everyone they're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM. It's the Elias Show. Songs about weather, talk conversation about weather-related things. It all ties together, John. You can listen online at WRCT.org, and you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728. John, why don't we play another song and then get back to our conversation?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. This is, well, first of all, okay, I've had more John approved songs today than I thought I would have. The last one was not a John approved.
Yeah, song. I don't think that was John approved.
All right, we had the Beatles was John approved. The one before was John approved. The one before, actually, that portion of the show is John approved. This one's definitely not John approved. This one's After the Hurricane by Jasmine Sullivan, but it is Elias Show approved, so we're going to hear it right now.
Crying, crying. Oh,
That was After the Hurricane by Jasmine Sullivan. I thought we had another John approved song. Do you want to tell the story?
So basically I was just talking to Elisha and I was just like, "Oh, I like this." And then he thought I meant the song, and I was trying to say I like the show, you know, it's, I'm having fun.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I got his hopes up a little bit too much.
I thought we were having a groundbreaking moment here.
Yeah, I was not referring to the song.
All right. Well, the Earth has a natural balance of life. Part of that is John and I having differing music tastes, but global warming is disrupting that balance. You can help fight global warming. We gotta keep going. If every family replaced three frequently used light bulbs with compact fluorescent bulbs, it's like taking 3.5 million cars off the road. Sorry, I thought that might hurt the car industry, though.
Well, who cares about the
car industry? Yeah, exactly. Good point. Very important. Find out how you can help at fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council. John, please do better.
Okay, so right now, 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, 1 in 3 adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit dollhaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's dollhaveprediabetes.org.
Happy that you did better than I did on that one. You're listening to the Eli Show. John, we gotta address the elephant in the room, and I don't mean cage the elephant from the... There's no elephant actually in the room.
Oh, okay.
But this is the elephant in the room. You're in a relationship right now.
Yes. Why is that an elephant, though?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, also, wait. We can't move on from the fact that we had a hurricane conversation, and then we went to After the Hurricane. That was the song. Like, it was such a cool moment. All right, I'm sorry. I just planned that so well. I need to give myself a shout out on the show. But back to you. This is about you. You're in a relationship right now. How did that happen? How did you meet? What's the story? Uh-oh.
Anyways, so. Yeah, I was checking out my phone for one second.
She's texting you, please do not talk about this right now.
No. Okay, so how did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, I guess my perspective, I guess, was, well, during the summer I was taking classes, right? And I have this friend, basically, that was rooming with the person I'm dating right now.
Okay.
Right? And we were also taking, like, one class together. Mm-hmm. And so, I guess, like... Okay, it's actually kind of weird. The story is more weird than I think. So,
it goes back to the summer.
Yeah, it's back to the summer.
I didn't know that.
So, like, the person I'm dating with, right, invites my friend over to their birthday, but then invites me and another friend to the birthday as well, just so my friend doesn't feel uncomfortable. Do you get where this is?
No, I don't get what just happened. The girl you're dating right now.
Yeah.
Invited you and your friend.
Yeah, invites me and my friend. Well, okay, so imagine this. There's me and two friends.
Okay, one of them is the girl you're dating now.
No.
Okay, no, you and two friends. You and two friends.
Two friends, right? One of those friends is rooming with the person I'm dating.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, right? And then they invite the friend that's rooming with them to the birthday. But then they invite me and my other friend.
Right.
To the birthday as well. Yes. So the friend they're rooming with. Doesn't feel uncomfortable, right? Okay. So, you know, have some, like, people.
Yeah.
Right? And so this is, like, the first time I meet the person I'm dating.
Yeah.
Which is on their birthday.
On her birthday?
Yeah.
It's her birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay, I got lost. We gotta keep going. We can't keep figuring this out.
Yeah. So, right, I meet them on their birthday, and I'm, like, which is kind of funny. I'm, like, and then my perspective was just, like, well, they're pretty cool. I want to be friends and stuff. And, like, I guess, like, I started texting them, and then we just kind of hit it off as friends at first, and then, like, we kept being friends, like, throughout the summer, and then, We kept talking, and then eventually, like, they live in New Jersey, and we visited, or, right? So, when I went back to visit New York or whatever, during the end of summer, we had a whole day of hanging out in the summer and stuff, and that was really fun. And we kept being friends from there, and then, I think around, like, late September, or basically, like, right, and like October 1st, pretty much, like, basically we just became, like, a couple. But, like, around late September, they asked if, like, they wanted to date, or, like, they were interested in, like, being together.
I'm so happy for you, but there's no but. I am happy for you, but is she a computer science major?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Does that make it easier or more difficult?
It doesn't really change my opinion. Just...
Did you have an intention of, you didn't have an intention of specifically, like, dating a computer science person, though?
No.
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 Did you ever say that you want to, like, not date a computer science person?
No. I mean, yeah, I don't really have a, I don't really care what their major is, to be honest.
So why'd you hold off on pursuing anything till your second year? Was it just, like, no, the situation wasn't right?
I don't really pursue any, like, I don't really pursue stuff. Like, I guess, like, my first year, I just kind of wanted to figure out what I'm doing here at CMU. And I guess, like, I think the timing was just right for second year.
Yeah.
Right? And it just kind of all happened. So it's not like I planned it on happening.
Yeah.
And it was just right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you think it's something serious, or is it just for fun?
No, I think it's something serious.
That's nice. I mean, because you went to Chicago over winter break, right?
Yeah.
And you went...
fall break, sorry.
Fall break.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you went with her.
Yeah.
That was when it was so new, though. It's like, it's a pretty big trip to go with someone you just started dating, to go to Chicago, all the way to Chicago.
I think we even talked about that as well. Like, over there, we're like, this is really new, and we just went to Chicago to, like...
You talked about that after you went to Chicago?
No, during the trip.
Oh, during the trip.
Yeah.
So not before.
Yeah, so, like, not really before, but, like, while we were there, we're like, huh, it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, quite new at the time, and we just went to Chicago together.
Yeah, it wasn't, was it nerve-wracking to plan the trip?
No, it was kind of, it was really fun.
It was exciting to...
Yeah, and then I took a train there, so that was also...
You like trains.
I like trains.
Yeah, what about trains do you like? I'm curious.
I really don't know. I actually can't answer that. It's just cool. I don't know. We don't have trains back in Puerto Rico. Well, we do, but it's really bad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, you get to ride a train and you get to with the girl that you're just starting to date, and things are exciting. That's really exciting. What goes into planning? Like, how much do you plan that trip? Or is it more spontaneous?
I think we like at least plan what we're gonna see.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually like make a lot of like I guess dream trips, and we kind of try to plan them out.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's just like seeing what there is to do. And then if we see something we're interested, we just buy the tickets and then we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's really interesting because then you get to see like the different things you can do in each city.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to put it. So like, it's really fun. It's like a really fun activity.
Yeah. What do you plan on? Do you plan on any city going to next?
Maybe Toronto.
Wow. Canada.
Possibly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Take me through cities you've been to and like, or that you want to go to.
Let's see. To cities I've been to.
Been to Boston. I know that.
Oh yeah, I love Boston.
Yeah.
Right. It's a really nice city. It's really clean. But a lot of stuff to do there. I don't know. I don't know how to put it more.
Boston, Pittsburgh, New York, Chicago.
I've been to like Orlando, Miami. Mm. I think I've been to DC once.
Oh, wow.
But I don't really quite remember it. Mm. I've been to Toronto once already before, but my memory there is kind of fuzzy. I didn't really stay there. Just like, I guess, a road trip type of thing.
What attracts you to go to a city? And I have another question about, but I'm gonna hold off on that for a second.
What attracts me to a city?
To like go to a city. Like, what was your favorite part about New York?
That everything's just like so close to each other, I can just like walk to everything pretty much. Mm. Like, and there's so many like activities to do, like, you know, it doesn't really feel like it's stopping,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
and even if like if you do an activity there once, it kind of changes up the way the next time you go. So mm-hmm. it's not the same.
Yeah. How many times have you gone?
To like New York?
Yeah. You can't count?
Yeah, I can't count. Like maybe like over 10 times. Just because I already have family there. And
right.
And yeah, I've been visiting it like all my life.
When was, when the first time was?
Yeah. I think I was like 5.
Oh, wow. Or like, so really like all your life almost.
Yeah. So like 5 years old or 6 years old was like the first time I went to New York. And I kind of remember it slightly vividly.
Mm-hmm.
But not all the memory is there.
So back to like what attracts you to a city? The cool pictures you can take?
I mean, of course that's cool. It's just the vibe. Like the vibe I can get from them.
Yeah.
Like, Chicago has like a slightly more chillax vibe than New York, but I could still like do a lot of activities there. New York, I feel like it's very, like when you go during like holiday season, it is so full of tourists.
To holidays? Do you like that or not?
No, I do not.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I would say holidays is the time to go.
Really? Because like I try to walk around and it's just way too full.
That is true, but I mean, it's just like the lights and the decorations.
No, that is true. I love the decorations and stuff, but yeah. I don't know.
Any one city that was like particularly that stood out to you aside from New York?
Probably Boston.
For good reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
For bad reasons, I'm so curious.
It's more like the first time I went to Boston, I didn't really know what to expect of it. And then when I went, I was just like, wow, this is really nice. Like, it's exactly kind of like all the things I like about the city, while also not being as like loud and slightly overbearing like New York.
Well, next time you go to Toronto, next time, you've already been to Toronto.
Yeah.
Next time you go to Toronto, we're gonna get you back on the show to talk about the trip.
All right.
Or maybe you'll have your own show where you can talk about the trip.
I don't know. We'll see.
But for now, on this beautiful day, you should go to Rita's Italian Ice, which with your girlfriend. And they join you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. John, we're going to play another song, and then we're going to close out the show with you. Let's play Colder Weather by Zach Brown Band.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress' eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're rambling.
change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till.
That was Colder Weather by the Zach Brown Band. Now, we have to tell you about some shows on WRCT before John gets his own show, and then I'll tell you all about that one. But here and there, everywhere, from Korean deep house to Chinese shoegaze, everything, here and there, everywhere, every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m., that's today, only on WRCT. That's Yogi Jogi.
Hello, hello. Is there anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together. That's the Echo Chamber.
All right. Now, John, you've been an excellent guest. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. But I need you to close out the show with your opinion on daylight savings. Why are you so opposed to it?
Oh, my God. Daylight savings? So, basically, daylight savings makes no sense to me at all. All right. So, like, back home, we don't do this daylight savings things where we just change the hour and then you're basically going like, oh, we have to reset. You get 1 hour more of sleep or 1 hour less of sleep. I'm like, so like every time that would happen, I'm like, why are we doing this? And then I apparently something about the farmers. I'm like, we're not even a farm driven economy. What is going on?
Well, you stayed here for New Year's.
Did I? Wait, no.
You did. Because I texted you Happy New Year at 11, like it in Puerto Rico, when it's like an hour ahead because they don't do daylight savings.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you were like, I'm here. Or where are you? We're not here in Pittsburgh, like somewhere.
Oh, right. I think so. Okay. So I was actually on a trip in Florida. So technically a cruise.
Oh.
Right. So we technically did have daylight savings in that cruise, even though we're closer to Puerto Rico than we are to to Florida. Funny. So, yeah, that was kind of interesting. But did you hear they're abolishing it, right?
They're abolishing what?
Daylight savings.
What?
Yeah.
What? So what about the fall when I get more sleep?
You're not getting more sleep. You're getting the same amount of sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't matter, man. Because, like, you get more sleep in the fall, and then you get 1 hour less in the spring.
John, it's a beautiful day, and you just, like, put a big cloud on the beautiful day. It was like
things were really going well.
This is such a bad note to end the show.
Were you really expecting like that 1 hour sleep to change everything?
All right. Well, best of luck. I'm kicking you out now.
No.
Best of luck. Best of luck. Computer science. Best of luck with your relationship. take her to Rita's. And we wish you the best. And now we gotta take it back to our times together. Yeah. As like sweet mates.
Yeah.
With a song that's not weather related, but that's okay. It's you want to introduce it?
It's Somebody Told Me, which is a cover by Motionless in White.
Here we go.
I'm sorry. Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
To figure out the morning, I know where of name.
You flutter around. Hey, good evening, Pittsburgh. Thank you to Flavio for a fantastic show from Ipanema to the World. It's just past 8 p.m., and you're listening to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. FM. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a few cuts from the bin, some songs labels have recently sent us in the mail, and after that about 50 minutes of house music or house adjacent music. Thanks for tuning in. Got a great show for you tonight.
Something in the path of rain. You fly.